Introducing the Star Patrol Spotlight, the most intense flashlight you've ever seen. Compared to two car headlights, the Star Patrol shines up to four times as bright.
That's bright!
Illuminate objects up to a half mile away, even from the top of a skyscraper. The Star Patrol easily lights up buildings from across the skyline.
That's insanely bright!
Push Turbo Boost for a crazy bright boost that's 100 times brighter for 30,000 candelas of mega bright light.
What? That's insanely bright!
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. Take care of all your lighting needs with one Star Patrol. Don't settle for dull flashlights. If the Star Patrol isn't the brightest flashlight you've ever seen, return it for a full refund. Go to GetStarPatrol.com for your free Turbo Boost, plus free shipping and a money-back guarantee. That's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Imagine a place nestled in the misty Dublin and Wicklow Mountains, where scandal and secrecy once thrived and a dark legacy still lingers. The Hellfire Club, built in the 18th century by the elite, infamous for its secret meetings and notorious members, has been linked to rituals, debauchery, and whispers of ghostly hauntings that refuse to die. For centuries, stories have circulated about eerie lights, strange shadows, and chilling sounds that echo through the abandoned ruins. Was this site really a gathering place for the rich and powerful to indulge in their worst desires, or is it something far more sinister? The eerie stories don't end with the club's decline. No, they only grow with time. Visitors and investigators have reported unsettling experiences that could send a shiver down anyone's spine. But are these just ghost stories? Or could there be something more to the phenomenon that haunts this place? I'm Tony Bruschi, and today let's dig into the dark history of Dublin's Hellfire Club and uncover the mysteries that still haunt it. The Hellfire Club, a name synonymous with scandal, mystery, and eerie whispers, was not always the crumbling, haunted ruin it is today. Built on Montpelier Hill in the Dublin and Wicklow Mountains, the club's construction dates back to the 18th century, an era of immense political, social, and religious tension. But the Hellfire Club wasn't simply an innocuous building. It was the epicenter of some of Ireland's most infamous and notorious gatherings. It was founded by none other than Richard Parsons, the first Earl of Ross, a man known for his high social status and wealth, as well as his reputation for embracing the darker, more controversial sides of life. The Hellfire Club's purpose, as its name suggests, was not to host polite tea parties or social functions. Instead, it served as a secret meeting place for Ireland's elite, a group that would come together to indulge in their most sinful desires. The members, many of them influential figures, were known for their obsession with blasphemous rituals, occult practices, and a lifestyle marked by excess. These gatherings were steeped in secrecy, and the members conducted their affairs behind closed doors, hiding their activities from the judgmental eyes of society. Rumors surrounding these meetings often included tales of satanic rituals, sacrificial acts, and the use of strange symbols. The Hellfire Club was deliberately placed atop Montpelier Hill, a location known for its isolation and commanding view of the surrounding areas. The hill's remoteness was perfect for secret gatherings, distant from the prying eyes of Dublin's population. But it wasn't just the club's location that made it a site of mystery. Its very foundation and construction were shrouded in strange circumstances. The building itself was said to have been constructed using stones pilfered from an ancient burial site, stones that were rumored to carry a curse. Some say the club's founders were aware of this, using the stones deliberately to increase the power of their dark rituals. Whether this was done knowingly or as an unfortunate consequence of their actions is unclear, but the stories surrounding the club's origins would forever intertwine with the idea of an ominous force. But as with most tales of decadence and vice, the Hellfire Club's days were not destined to last forever. In 1760, a devastating fire destroyed much of the club's building. While the exact cause remains unknown, the fire has been the subject of much speculation. Was it the result of an accident, an act of revenge, or perhaps something darker, a ritual gone wrong? It is unclear. But the fire set the stage for the club's gradual decline, and with it, the beginning of the darker, supernatural legend that would follow. In the aftermath of the fire, the Hellfire Club faded from the public eye. Yet its legacy and the rumors of its occult ties would not fade with time. No, the site became something else entirely. A haunting ground. For the next century, stories of strange happenings around the ruins began to circulate. It was said that people who ventured to the site reported seeing lights flickering in the windows, even though the building was abandoned. Others claimed to hear disembodied voices carried on the wind. But what were these strange occurrences? Could they have been attributed to the haunting memories of a cursed site, or were there rational explanations? As the 19th century gave way to the 20th, paranormal investigations began to take a more scientific approach. In this new era, the Hellfire Club was not merely a place of legend. It became a focal point for ghost hunters, curious visitors, and investigators seeking to uncover the truth behind the stories. The truth, however, was anything but clear. The question remained, was the Hellfire Club simply a relic of the past, with its dark history now just a memory? Or was it a site that still carried the weight of its cursed origins? But what could account for the strange phenomena being reported by those who visited the site? Could the reports of ghostly figures, the cold spots, and the eerie sounds be the result of something supernatural? Or was there a more earthly explanation, a psychological one? Perhaps. Some experts have suggested that the mountain's atmosphere, with its high altitude and shifting weather patterns, could create sensations of unease in visitors. Others pointed to the club's history, its reputation for blasphemy and indulgence, as the source of these reports. Were the so-called hauntings simply the product of the human mind influenced by the very myths that surrounded the Hellfire Club? Despite these rational theories, the lure of the Hellfire Club's ghost stories continues to captivate visitors today. While the paranormal reports may not be universally accepted, one thing is certain. The club has a lasting impact on the imagination, and even in its dilapidated state, the site continues to attract thrill seekers and ghost hunters, hoping to uncover more answers about what, if anything, haunts the remains of the Hellfire Club. The mysteries surrounding the Hellfire Club are far from solved. The fire, the rumors of the occult rituals, the strange phenomena, it all adds to the ongoing allure of the site, and it remains a focal point of fascination. But as we dig deeper, we begin to ask ourselves, are these just stories born from the shadows of history? Or is there something more to the Hellfire Club's dark past? Something waiting to be uncovered. As we move into the 20th century, the Hellfire Club's eerie reputation continues to grow, evolving from an abandoned ruin to a hotspot for paranormal investigation. It is no longer merely a place of legend, but an active site of intrigue and terrifying encounters. Ghost hunters, thrill seekers, and curious adventurers have all contributed to the growing body of reports from the site. While these accounts vary, the recurring themes paint a consistent picture of a place steeped in supernatural energy. One of the most compelling phenomena reported by visitors is the appearance of strange lights flickering in the windows of the dilapidated building, even when no one is inside. These sightings have puzzled those who have ventured to the site with no logical explanation. for the source of the lights. Some claim to have seen ghostly apparitions appear in the windows. Others speak of a strange, unnatural glow, casting an otherworldly aura around the ruins. As the legends surrounding the Hellfire Club grew, so too did the intrigue about these lights. Could they be the work of spirits trying to communicate with the living? Or is it simply an effect of the surrounding environment, moonlight, fog, or other natural phenomena creating the illusion of movement in the windows? Investigations into these mysterious lights have come up empty-handed, leaving the reports shrouded in uncertainty. No one has ever managed to capture the phenomenon on film despite the numerous efforts made to document it. But the lights are just the beginning. Another unsettling occurrence is the presence of disembodied voices heard by those brave enough to venture into the building's remains. Visitors have reported hearing murmurs, whispers, and even laughter in the dark. In one instance, a group of paranormal investigators recorded a chilling voice on an EVP, electronic voice phenomenon device, seemingly responding to their questions, although no one else was around. The voice, which was not clearly discernible, sent shivers down the spines of those who heard it, deepening the mystery of the sight. One of the most unnerving aspects of the Hellfire Club's hauntings is the sense of being watched. Many people who visit the site, especially during the night, have reported an overwhelming feeling of being followed or observed. It's as though unseen eyes are constantly monitoring their every move, a sensation that has caused many to leave the site abruptly. In some cases, visitors have described feeling an intense cold spot in certain areas of the ruins where no rational explanation for the drop in temperature exists. These cold spots have been linked to the presence of spirits in other paranormal locations, but they are particularly potent in the Hellfire Club, where the combination of cold weather and eerie surroundings only adds to the unease. As investigators and thrill seekers continue to visit the Hellfire Club throughout the 20th century, the reports of strange experiences only increased. By the late 1900s, the site had become a focal point for paranormal groups and TV shows, eager to document any evidence of the supernatural. A few prominent paranormal investigators ventured to the Hellfire Club armed with their equipment in search of definitive proof. The results were often inconclusive, but the strange phenomena persisted. During one of these investigations in the 1980s, a team of paranormal researchers claimed to have caught something truly bizarre on tape. A faint, shadowy figure was seen crossing the site, seemingly moving in and out of the ruined building with an eerie fluidity. When the team reviewed the footage, they were struck by the unusual nature of the figure. It didn't appear to be a person, but something intangible, a shape that seemed to shift and distort as it moved. This video sparked widespread interest in the Hellfire Club, as it was seen as the closest thing to a credible piece of evidence linking the site to the supernatural. The idea of a residual haunting began to take hold as a possible explanation for the strange phenomena at the Hellfire Club. Residual hauntings occur when the energy from traumatic or intense events leaves an imprint on the environment, repeating itself over time like a broken record. This theory seemed to fit with the Hellfire Club's violent and debauched history, suggesting that the site's past actions, whether occult rituals or the immoral behavior of its members, had left behind a lasting imprint. According to this theory, the strange lights, eerie whispers, and shadowy figures weren't actual spirits, but rather echoes of past events replaying over and over again. But there are others who believe the Hellfire Club is the site of an intelligent haunting, where the spirits of the deceased remain active and aware, interacting with the living. Reports of disembodied voices, whispers, and the sensation of being watched may indicate a more conscious presence at the site. Perhaps spirits lingering in a place where they once engaged in forbidden practices. The presence of cold spots, strange lights, and shadowy figures would support this idea, suggesting that these are not just residual memories, but manifestations of active, sentient entities. Another theory gaining traction among paranormal enthusiasts is the idea that the Hellfire Club might be a site of energy vortexes, or areas where the fabric of space and time becomes thin, allowing the living to interact with the supernatural. According to this theory, the Hellfire Club's remote location and its history of dark, forbidden rituals could have created a powerful energy field, attracting spirits and amplifying paranormal activity. These energy vortexes could explain why the Hellfire Club remains such a potent hotspot for strange occurrences and ghostly manifestations. Despite the numerous theories surrounding the Hellfire Club's hauntings, one thing is clear. The place is far from ordinary. Whether it's the result of psychological triggers, environmental factors, or true supernatural forces, the Hellfire Club continues to captivate the imagination of those who hear its dark story. The line between reality and legend blurs with every report of eerie lights, strange sounds, and ghostly apparitions, leaving one crucial question unanswered. What truly haunts the Hellfire Club? And why does it continue to beckon those willing to explore its dark past? The Hellfire Club, perched high in the Dublin and Wicklow Mountains, is a place where history, mystery, and the supernatural collide. Its story is as layered as its haunted past, from the debauched gatherings of its wealthy founders to the chilling reports of ghostly encounters that still captivate thrill-seekers and paranormal investigators. But as we dig into the dark heart of this infamous site, we find ourselves facing more questions than answers. Was the Hellfire Club truly cursed by the dark acts of its members? Or is the terror we hear about simply the product of human imagination running wild in a place steeped in sinister history? One thing is certain, whether we chalk it up to the power of suggestion, the influence of its violent past, or something more inexplicable, the Hellfire Club is a place that doesn't easily let go. Could the reports of disembodied voices, eerie lights, and shadowy figures be nothing more than psychological responses to a setting that breeds fear and paranoia? Or are these the real manifestations of spirits bound to the site, trapped in a never-ending loop of the past? There's no definitive answer, but the unsettling evidence continues to mount. Perhaps it's the history that haunts the Hellfire Club more than any ghost ever could. The echoes of blasphemous rituals, the immoral acts of its high society members, and the tragic fire that consumed it all add a thick layer of tension to an already strange place. And whether it's the result of residual hauntings, intelligent spirits, or environmental anomalies, one thing is clear. The Hellfire Club remains a powerful reminder that the past isn't always easy to escape. The supernatural may be as much a part of the site as the stones that were taken from an ancient burial ground to build it. But there's one final thought to leave you with. Perhaps it's the curse of human nature itself that keeps the Hellfire Club alive, feeding on our darkest imaginations. After all, when a place is as infamous as this, it's hard not to wonder what's really out there, waiting in the shadows. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.